Not long after the 2024 California Craft Beer Summit, it was time for me to embark on a new journey in the world of craft beer, and also on the road to 40. For this one it was, going to Santa Rosa to find Pliny the Younger from Russian River. How was it? Let's talk about it, but first.
Let us begin.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome to Brewstilled. I'm your host, Brandon, and for this episode of Brewstilled, it is Pliny the Younger. As this past weekend, I pursued Pliny the Younger in Santa Rosa as part of the road to 40 as I explore turning 40 through the eyes of a craft beer enthusiast. For this journey turning 40 as a craft beer enthusiast, part of the journey was finding Pliny the Younger, the legendary craft beer from Russian River Brewing based in Santa Rosa that's also captured the imagination of beer enthusiasts all around the world. This past weekend was their opening weekend as they officially released their bottles and also Pliny Younger on tap at both their Santa Rosa and Windsor locations. I went over to Santa Rosa to pursue this beer for one reason. It was their 20th anniversary of Pliny the Younger, and also Santa Rosa is the original location of Russian River Brewing Company. For me personally, this was a major milestone in my life, and also my craft beer journey, and also for Brewstilled Podcast, because this was the very first time I pursued this beer in person in Santa Rosa, and also for the 20th anniversary. And I'll tell you this, it was definitely worth the experience. I made a lot of memories, met great people, and also tried Pliny Younger for the very first time on tap at Russian River's Brewery Tap Room in Santa Rosa, California. It was an amazing journey, one I'll never forget. And guess what? I'm gonna do it again next year. So how was the experience overall? Well, it was flawless. I mean, I got to Santa Rosa on Friday the day before by making a road trip from Sacramento to Santa Rosa, which is about a two-hour drive with amazing scenery and also moderate traffic despite a traffic jam outside of Sacramento. But once I got outside Sacramento, it was pure bliss in terms of scenery and also thoughts of going to find Pliny the Younger in Santa Rosa. I arrived at Santa Rosa in the early afternoon and I checked into my hotel, the Courtyard Marriott, which was just a short 15-minute walk to Russian River Brewing Company. I walked over to Russian River to get a map of the route and also get a vibe of the atmosphere I'll be expecting. Some people were already in line already. A couple guys camped out overnight on Russian River Brewery's front steps to get first in line for the release. Now this was expected because this beer is amazing as people camp out overnight just to try this beer and also coming from all over the world. I definitely expected that, but also knew that I had to get my sleep the night before. Now when I woke up the next day, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't remember sleeping at all. I mean, I was alive and awake in bed thinking about what was going to happen, trying to sleep knowing a major milestone was coming. I woke up at 2 o'clock, and here I was thinking about this. The day has come after months of planning, a year of anticipation as I planned as a year in advance, but also planning months in advance to know what I'm going to be doing here to find Pliny the Younger. I was debating, did I go to Windsor or Santa Rosa? But here's why I decided Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa is the original location of Russian River, and also for the 20th anniversary, I thought this was the ideal location to find this beer, and it was a great decision. So, at 4 o'clock in the morning, after waiting in anticipation, I walked over to Santa Rosa Brewing Company from my hotel. I arrived, and there was just a short line. I got through a line, met some great people who already pursued this beer before. For some guys I met in line, it was their 11th year trying this beer out and also waiting in line. And for this being my very first time, they're very welcoming, very accommodating, and also we had a really great camaraderie. I mean, we waited in line for 6.5 hours, right during the sidewalks, and Santa Rosa right in front of Russian River Brewing Company. Some people there who were waiting were already still asleep, while we just talked about craft beer, talked about life in general, and also Russian River and Pliny Younger means to us as craft beer enthusiasts, as the craft beer industry undergoes a lot of challenges and also times of uncertainty. But what I saw here was spirited beer enthusiasts, not worried about the challenges, who instead were optimistic about the future and who were also there to try Pliny Younger in their 20th anniversary. I mean, what an amazing experience. I mean, this is like a movie playing here. I mean, for 6.5 hours, it was a major storyline and also an amazing experience. San Francisco media stations eventually arrived from the television stations in San Francisco. Myself and another guy got interviewed on TV expressing what Pliny Younger means to us as beer fans. fans, and also what to expect in their 20th anniversary. I mean, it was an amazing camaraderie and also an amazing experience. And also being on TV was rather, you know, a little anxiety about that. Being on camera, I mean, I really don't do that very often, including my fellow beer enthusiasts. But we just pushed through and got it done, and also we're happy with the results, but also we're kind of a little nervous about watching ourselves on camera after it's all done. But nonetheless, it was a great time, and also a great way to promote Pliny the Younger and also Russian River Brewing Company, who are also pioneers in the craft beer industry. Okay, now, you'll think that 6.5 hours is a long time. Yes, it is, but it went by really quickly, actually. I mean, before we knew it, it was time to get inside. We got our hands stamped, and also got the wristband that also shows how to get your beers. We were limited to 3 10-ounce pours of Pliny the Younger and 3 bottles. Yes, 3 bottles to go with Pliny the Younger, the 20th anniversary edition. It's usually 2 bottles, but given that it's been 20 years of Pliny the Younger, Russian River decided to do 3 bottles to go per customer, and that there was an added bonus. Now here I am waiting in line to get in. I look behind me, and also happy I got there at 4:30 a.m. because the line was getting longer and longer behind me, and here I was with a fellow craft beer enthusiast who all got there about 4 o'clock in the morning to get in there first, just in Russian River's opening for the day, the very first day for Pliny the Younger, the 20th anniversary. So we get inside, and also got seated at the bar, which was a great place to sit. March Madness is on TV with college basketball tournament going on, which really does add to the vibe of the whole experience. I mean, for the Russian River to release Pliny the Younger in the month of March, just in time for March Madness, those two go hand in hand, and March Madness does add to the vibe of this whole experience. I mean, it was amazing, and also excellent. So I got in the bar, and had my very first pour for Pliny the Younger on tap in a 10-ounce pour, and let me tell you, it was amazing. It was magic in a pint glass. Because in life, there are those moments where you remember exactly where you were when you had something for the very first time, and that there was one of them. For trying Pliny the Younger for the very first time on tap, I was at Russian River's Brewing Tap Room in Santa Rosa, California. That's where I was. March Madness was on TV. I'm having very first pint, Pliny the Younger on tap, the way it should be. Now, of course, they distribute kegs all around the country, just like bars and tap rooms, but here's what I'm thinking about this, and here's my philosophy with Pliny the Younger. If we're going to try Pliny the Younger on tap, you got to do it at Santa Rosa or Windsor at their tap rooms, because it adds to the whole experience and also to the whole memory part of it as well, because personally, that's just my own philosophy on this, because if you're going to try Pliny the Younger in person, you got to do it in Windsor or Santa Rosa, and I did it in Santa Rosa at the original tap room, and damn it, it was great. And I had 2 other pours after that for the 3 pours in total in a 10-ounce glass. I met wonderful people sitting at the bar talking to the bartender and also fellow craft beer enthusiast talking about the beer Pliny the Younger and the other beers on tap over at the Santa Rosa Tap Room for Russian River Brewing Company. I also sampled Pliny for President, another amazing craft beer they have as well, that's somewhat slightly similar to Pliny the Younger, but also lighter in flavor, and also comes out every 4 years, for every election year, every 4 years. That beer's also pretty good, and also amazing beer as well for Pliny for President, but Pliny the Younger was the star of the day, and it did not disappoint. So for the 20th year of brewing Pliny the Younger, I saw this triple IPA of legend continue its journey of hoppy intrigue. Pliny the Younger is higher in alcohol with tons of hops, which are Simcoe, Amarillo, Citra, Mosaic, and Elixir, and Warrior hops, and also Nectarine hops. Though the ABV usually finishes at about 10.25%, Pliny the Younger remarkably is dry and balanced, which blends well with the malt used in this recipe. It comes with the hop aroma and flavor, and this year's version is also well balanced, with malt and a lingering dry and bitter finish that rounds out for a very nice flavor that no one will never forget. Russian River brewed Pliny the Younger for the very first time in 2005 as a winter beer to build for the momentum of the Pliny the Elder recipe, while pushing the recipe with malt, hops, and alcohol just to push the limit. Now, Pliny the Younger has always been at least double dry hopped long before DDH became a craft beer staple. For this year's Pliny the Younger, it was triple dry hopped with the Simcoe, Amarillo, Citra, Mosaic, Elixir, Nectarine, and Warrior hops, all playing a key role in the flavor. For the flavor, it's loaded with citrus, orange, stone fruit, nectarine, mango, while also including for very nice pine aromatic. Russian River also added a bit more nectarine hops for this year's edition, which is also well noticeable, along with the orange, citrus, and candied fruit flavors I found in this beer. You definitely gotta take time to savor this beer, analyze it, absorb the flavors, and also recognize the flavors you have in this excellent triple IPA known as Pliny the Younger, because it takes time to understand this beer if it's your very first time, and when you have 3 pours on tap, you definitely got plenty of time to do that, but also doing that furthermore with the take-home bottles. From what I tasted in this beer, I sensed a hoppiness, including citrusy and fruity flavors along the way, along with a nice maltiness. It all came together perfectly. Not one thing dominated the other. It just all came together in a well-balanced manner, making for a very classic craft beer that, in my view, is also the beer of a lifetime. From what I see, this is the holy grail of craft beer. It's that significant. I mean, it was a really fresh beer, one I'll never forget. I mean, amazing experience, and also exploring a nice hoppy journey, and seeing all these hops work well together. I mean, a lot of beers usually have about 3 hops on average, and seeing all these hop varieties in this year's edition of Pliny the Younger was by far an amazing experience, by showing how all the malt and hops work well together to make a very nice triple IPA that's also dry hopped as well at the same time. For a fun fact about this beer, it's not just for craft beer enthusiasts, but also benefits the local economy as well in Santa Rosa, because this beer has a lot of influence and power, not only Santa Rosa, but from all around the world, which also benefits the economy of Santa Rosa in a really positive way. For last year's 19th annual release, the Santa Rosa economy generated $6.3 million in revenue over a 2-week release, and also sold all 41,000 bottles of Pliny the Younger last year, according to a 2023 economic report. And also, for last year, Pliny enthusiasts came from 41 states, Guam, and 12 countries, including China, South Korea, Estonia, and New Zealand. And for 2023 last year, the Santa Rosa location saw 11,439 visitors during a 2-week release, while the Windsor location saw 13,164 people, with 64% being returning visitors. And all continues to grow. Now, what will 2024 bring? We don't know yet, but I definitely do believe it'll be just like last year, or probably even more. For those who are wondering, where does this beer get its name? Well, it comes from a man called Pliny the Younger. Pliny the Younger was a nephew and adopted son of Pliny the Elder, which is also the name of the other beer that Russian River does brew, which is also available all year round. The man, Pliny the Younger, lived from 61 AD to 112 AD and wrote many letters that survive to this very day and have also great historical value. He made a major impact on history, but also in the world of beer as well. And also only makes sense to make a beer to pay tribute to Pliny the Elder's nephew and also name his very special beer after Pliny the Younger. Now for the bottles, I got 3 bottles to go, and I got special plans for those bottles for 3 separate episodes here in the Brewsfield podcast, so do stay tuned. But also one will play a key role when I turn age 40 this year, which will probably be my 40th birthday beer later this year. So overall, how was the experience? It was enriching, enlightenment, and also one I'll never forget, and I'll do it again next year, because once you have this experience, you don't want to just do it once. You want to do it again. But also here's another factor about this as well. Yeah, you try Pliny the Younger on tap, it's an amazing experience, but also you meet the people in line and the experience you share with them. That is one of the best parts about beer experiences, whether it's going to a tap room, a beer festival, or also trying Pliny the Younger in Russian River's tap room in Santa Rosa, or also even at Windsor, is the people that you meet and the experience you share with them and the bond you form with those people while waiting in line. It's the shared memories you have with those people and also how you share your part of your life with them and also share the same road in the journey finding Pliny the Younger and also having that once in a year experience. I mean, life is short. You gotta live it. That there was a theme for many of us at this year's Pliny the Younger release, especially for the 20th anniversary. I mean, it was a once in a lifetime experience you can't have again. Next year will be year 21. It'll also be a great experience, but also not the 20th anniversary year. So each year is different, and this year for Pliny the Younger, the 20th anniversary, was also very different, but also very special, and also once in a lifetime. You gotta savor the moment. That's what I did, and that's what we all did while waiting in line, and also while trying Pliny the Younger on tap in Santa Rosa. It was a beautiful experience, full of a lot of intrigue, and also just waiting patiently for this excellent craft beer that's been a pioneer in the world of beer, and also continues to fight the odds in a changing craft beer industry. There was a great crowd there, and that there was inspiring. And this beer is also still on tap for 2 weeks, from the dates of March 22nd to April 4th, 2024. So if you have time, drive to Santa Rosa or go to Windsor and try Pliny the Younger on tap. Have that journey, have that experience, meet new people, make new friends, and add to the memories of life, because the journey of life is short. We don't know when life ends. And that there, although it's a scary thought, also motivates us as beer enthusiasts to live our life to the fullest. A big part of journey includes having rare craft beers, and Pliny the Younger is definitely one of them, and also Pliny the Younger is definitely a beer of a lifetime. You never forget the first time you have Pliny the younger, and also the memories it brings, and the adventure that it brings, is part of the journey of life. Because as beer enthusiasts, we're always looking for great craft beer, especially for those who live in the state of California, which is definitely a great beer state, and also one of the best beer scenes in the world. We're always looking for great craft beer to enjoy on a journey of life, and also as a craft beer enthusiast. And Pliny the Younger is part of the excellent journey. So there you have it, my experience finding Pliny the Younger at Russian River Brewing in Santa Rosa, California. An amazing experience on my road to 40, as I turned 40 this year as a craft beer enthusiast, while having the experience of finding Pliny the Younger and also marking something off my craft beer bucket list. It was an amazing experience. I'll do it again next year. I think I may have found myself a new tradition, and that is going to find Pliny the Younger at Russian River in Santa Rosa, California. It was an amazing experience. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait to do it again next year. And for those who haven't done it, go for it. Try Pliny the Younger in Santa Rosa or Windsor at Russian River Brewing when it comes out. It only comes out once a year for 2 weeks. So, time is of the essence. As, like other things in life, you have to seize the moment. So there you have it. Finding Pliny the Younger in Santa Rosa, California. An amazing craft beer experience as part of the Road to 40 here in the Brewstilled Podcast. Also, congratulations to Natalie and Vinny from Russian River, the owners, on this amazing crowning achievement of Pliny the Younger, 20 years, and also for many more years to come. So, there you have it, finding Pliny the Younger, an amazing craft beer experience. For now, though, that should do it for me this episode of Brewstilled. Please tell your friends and family about this podcast, and please rate this podcast on your desired podcast directory, as feedback is always appreciated. Also, check out this podcast over on Instagram at Brewstilled Podcast over on Instagram. Please stay tuned for future coverage on the Road to 40, craft beer coverage, guest interviews, NFL coverage, and other topics of interest. Please enjoy some good beer, bourbon, whiskey on the spring season. I'm Harold Sprandon. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next time. And until then, be brewed and be distilled, folks. Cheers.